Hare Krishna. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we're celebrating first initiation, a second initiation, and some reconfirmations of some two older devotees. First initiation means that you're officially given the Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, as Chaitanya Charitamrita states, as soon as the tongue touches the holy name, there's an effect, and that effect does not wait for initiation. Still, the initiation ceremony marks a formal immersion in the chanting of Hare Krishna. And when you're taking Harinam Diksha, you should take it that indeed you're embarking upon a career to chant the holy name with attention. Not that simply, okay, now I've got my official neck beads, my Sanskrit name, and okay, I guess that's it. No, initiation is simply the beginning, in that you have begun to chant Hare Krishna. And you should continue all your life trying to chant Hare Krishna by avoiding the offenses. That is the meaning of first initiation. Second initiation means that you should have demonstrated some proficiency in carrying out the chanting of Hare Krishna. How does that proficiency demonstrate itself? Through a service attitude. When there is steadiness in service, then we can see that the Hare Krishna mantra is taking effect. Second initiation is called Upanayana. It means the initiation that brings you closer to the spiritual master. One who is second initiated, Brahmana, or Brahmani, is meant to have six specialties according to Shastra. Patan Patan, Yajan Yajan, Dana Pratigraha. Studying the Vedic literature and teaching others the Vedic literature. Worshipping the deity and teaching others to worship the deity. Giving charity and receiving charity. Those are the six duties of a Brahmana. Most of all, a Brahmana is very clean. Inside and out, the Brahmana knows how to keep clean external circumstances and how to keep himself or herself clean through the art and science of Bhakti Yoga, which teaches you how to remain uncontaminated even while within the material world. That is the mysticism of Bhakti. So, we're very happy that these candidates are taking their vows. And we have a couple of older devotees been serving Prabhupada's mission for many years, and they're simply reaffirming their vows. They're already connected to the parampara without any doubt. We're just making things more apparent and stronger for their own benefit and for the benefit of others. Please remember that any initiation ceremony means purification, an increase in purification. It doesn't mean now you have graduated and all your work is done. It means now you are enrolled and the work should increase. One very good mantra, so to speak, you can remember, especially in Southern California, it's helpful. There's no pleasure possible without purification. Also in Las Vegas, you can remember that. If you want pleasure, you must undergo a program of purification. Anyone who is offering you pleasure without a process of purification is cheating you. Okay. What do we do now? Okay. All right. We have one verse. Jonathan, you come up, you offer the men offer their full dandavats, and you say pranam mantra for your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada out loud. Out loud. Hare Krishna. Actually, the Namaste Saraswati Devi, that's Prabhupada's second mantra. I'm the humble servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur through Srila Prabhupada. So you can just say my pranam mantra, that one mantra, and then those other two, they're Prabhupada's mantras. I do aspire to be a servant of Saraswati, but my service goes through Prabhupada. Which are your beats? And who knows? You should stand here and tell me which beats belong to who. These are Jonathan's beats? Okay. Dr. Jonathan has pleased the devotees at New Dwarka by being a solid congregational devotee who works and practices Krishna consciousness. And he has moved right down the street so he can be close to the deities, close to the devotees. And he's also married a devotee. It does help. If you're going to marry, I recommend you marry a devotee. And I'm sure his wife is very happy to see this moment. Is she here, Julia? Yes. Okay. His home is particularly renowned for splendid prasad. So all the devotees always look for any excuse to go over there for a meeting. And has pleased the devotees with a humble attitude, a service attitude. And in this way, the New Dwarka management has recommended him for initiation. What are the four regular principles? Okay, and what to do about chanting Hare Krishna? At least. You're allowed to chant more. Okay. After you receive your beads, you also offer your obeisances. Okay. Your new name is Snanyatra Das. Snanyatra is, of course, the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath. So now there's Snanyatra and Julanyatra. The Yatra family. I have two Yatra families. There's a Snan Yatra family, and then in New Zealand is a male, Julian Yatra, and his wife is Ras Yatra. So his wife is the good disciple, I hope, of my dear friend Radhanath Maharaj. And so now there's Snan Yatra and Julian Yatra. Uh, All right. Mahalakshmi. Actually, we don't have to call you up for a second initiation. Anyway, we just get this way. We get to, you know, put you under the spotlight and make sure you're up to the standard. All right, you're taking second initiation. Please sit at the fire. The other two, they are older devotees, and they're already connected to the parampara. I want that to be clear. There's no fault on their side. They're just reconfirming their vows and reaffirming their connection to the parampara. And so, in their particular case, they've asked for different names. So we shall comply. I don't make it mandatory at all. I just ask the person what do they feel would be most encouraging to them. Okay. Mrityunjaya. Everyone knows he's been doing Sankirtan for how many years? 6 or 7 years? Yes. Suvas tells me how when he first came over from Croatia, they were telling him, he's always going to be a very little Sankirtan devotee, you know. He's sincere, but he's just not the type who's going to do more than a very little bit. But Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement has no material considerations. I know this from my own experience, doing zero on Sankirtan for 2 years before all of a sudden, in one day, I changed by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So there's no material way you can judge Sankirtan. And by his sincerity and determination, he's known as being one of the steadiest and most dedicated Sankirtan devotees in the USA. And we want that he becomes an empowered preacher in Prabhupada's line, studying the books, preaching in English, distributing Prabhupada's books. The more you love Prabhupada's books, the more you're able to share that enthusiasm with others. Well, that is my desire. You love Prabhupada's books so that others can feel that love. Then they'll buy. Okay. Just have to ask you some routine questions. You can just quickly say the four rules and... And what to always do, of course. Yeah. Yes, yes. He's been doing that for years. This is just a reconfirmation. There's no shortcoming at all on his side. I want everybody to understand that about these persons who are reconfirming their vows. There's absolutely no shortcoming on their side. Okay. You've asked for a new name. Prem Sankirtan. Hey, thank you. I figured if we were going to change his name, we should, you know, give him something, you know, some punch to it. Savas is smiling with approval, so. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, Manasi. Manasi's actually an old devotee. I mean, we have to start referring to the second generation now as old devotees because she's been around a long time. She wasn't there in Poland during my time, but of course her husband, I've known since his beginning. In fact, I gave her husband his name. And I hid her husband, helped to hide him from the police during the communist days. And Manasi's a very dedicated wife who's very committed to assisting her husband in preaching, and they live a very nice householder life. Now they're in Las Vegas. They try to maintain their home and preach at the same time, which is very exemplary. They've brought Bhakta Ben here, who's finishing his last semester at UNLV, and he just seems to somehow or other have gotten a fascination for book distribution. And he's finishing university. Still, he's, you know, he feels attracted to the Sankirtan movement. So, I can certainly appreciate that. I'm very happy that by Manasi and her husband's preaching efforts, and we need more householders like that. I just, you know, say what the rules are and all these things which we all know you know. All right. So Manasi's, actually, her name is not quite, the name she has now is not quite correct in Sanskrit. And anyway, she wants a different name. So I thought to give her a name of Srimati Radharani, a name which means non-different from Krishna. It's a name for Srimati Radharani. Krishna Mai Devi Dasi. All right, I think that's all, yes? Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram.